Hello everybody, this is Giovanni here, and I'm going to do a little demonstration on how to save pictures that you receive in a text message with iOS. I'm using an iPhone 5, but this would apply to, I'm sure, older iPhone models and your iPod touches, and probably even iPads, although I have not confirmed this. This is running iOS 6, specifically iOS 6.02 on this iPhone 5, but this will also work in iOS 6.x, whether it's 6.01 or 6.0. So let's go ahead and dive into this and see if we can manage to get this working. It's a little tricky, thanks to somebody on AppleVis for linking me to this. I posted a blog about this. Just now, actually, and this is I was linked to another blog post someone else posted and someone else commented. So let's have a look, see what happens here.
455. Slide to unlock. Slide to messages. Stephanie. Messages.
Now I'm gonna turn you up, and I'm also going to
Settings. Hints. Punctuation. Volume. Speech rate. 85%, 70%, 65%.
Okay, and let's see.
Stephanie. Had edit call. FaceCon. I'm up. Jet. Body message. More info. Body message. More info. Body message. Contains media. Delete. Capital H.
Oops. Okay.
Body message. Contains more info. Body message. More info. Body message. Contains media. Button.
So, you double tap the more info button, and so you double tap this.
Action. Button.
And then you turn voiceover off.
Voiceover off.
So after you double tap the more info, you turn off voiceover. You tap once on your screen. It doesn't matter where. So I'm going to do this now. And turn voiceover back on.
Voiceover on.
And then tap your top right corner of your screen.
Action.
Double tap
action.
That, and then tap.
Say to camera roll button.
Tap your the middle of your screen, and you'll see the options.
Print button. Say to camera roll button.
And there it is. So.
ING_9008 Stephanie back button.
There you have it.
Stephanie messages back button.
So, whoops, I didn't want to do that. Apologies for the music. I didn't want to do that. So, basically, you get on the more info button, and then you double tap that. You turn your voiceover off. If you have the triple click home set, that would be probably the best way to do this. So make sure you have that set. And then you tap the middle of your screen. It doesn't matter where you tap it. Just tap it once with one finger. Then you turn your voiceover back on. Wait, I'm sorry. I did this wrong. I said this the wrong way. So you double tap the more info button. And then you turn your voiceover on. I'm sorry, off. And then you tap the middle of your screen with voiceover turned off. You tap the middle of your screen once. It doesn't matter where, with one finger. After you've after you've tapped once with one finger, you turn your voiceover back on, and then you kind of touch towards the top right corner of your phone, and you'll see an action button. You'll double tap that. Now, once you double tap that, the action button, don't try to scroll because you will get stuck. Just tap the middle of your screen and you'll see the options, like save to camera roll or other options. And it works. So, those of you struggling with that, there is a way. It's kind of tricky, it's kind of annoying, but it works. Alright, well that's it for today. Maybe more podcasts later, but this is just a little short explanation on how this works. Take care.